This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Chicago, Chicago, that
welcome one and all, Kevin Jackson here. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, formerly known as TheBlackSphere.net, which we still post over there, but we're rebranding for obvious reasons. Anyway, I want to talk about Chicago crime, but the city is arbitrary, but we're talking about Chicago because they've always documented. I don't have to worry about it. I know it's going to be up. But the city is arbitrary. The crime is arbitrary. I want to explain something to you. I want you to understand how, when we dig deeper, when we look a little more introspectively into this stuff, where we find. So, 22 people were shot in Chicago this last weekend, which is not bad. That's a pretty good number. A low number for Chicago. Six of them were shot fatally. Killed. Now, let me just say this. That's not the official number yet. Because they won't know until, you know, the number of people die from gunshot wounds or whatever. But 22 people were shot and six of them were killed. And who knows what's going to happen. It ends up being 27, 28 people shot and eight people killed. That's just the way it is. We won't know. But that was the weekend shootings from last weekend. Two people were shot fatally, one fatally while sitting in a car on Sunday morning near the West Side. It was about 3:20 a.m., a woman and a man, 41 and 56, sitting in a car, and they were shot. I want to give you the ages, 41 and 56. Both were struck in the body. They got taken to Stroger Hospital. Stroger gets a lot of play, a lot of work in the black community. The man was killed. Name hasn't been released. Woman is in good condition. Nobody in custody. If you think they're going to solve this crime, I'm going to tell you that they probably won't. Now, here's the next one. A 15-year-old boy was shot Saturday night. He got into an argument. Now, it's 11:20 p.m., a little late for a 15-year-old, but I get it. 200 block, they tell you where. He bumped a male walking in the opposite direction. Following an argument, the guy that he bumped shot the 15-year-old in the arm. He probably got lucky. But it was a 15-year-old. In another fatal shooting, an 18-year-old man was killed at a gas station in Englewood on the south side of Chicago. The man was walking through the gas station at 8 p.m. when a vehicle drove by and someone from inside opened fire. Now, here's what I'll tell you. Don't know whether it's drug-related. He was, you know, dealing dope. They saw him. He's like going to try to play it off, walk it off, whatever. But here's my point. 18 years old, he shot dead. 15-year-old, I just mentioned earlier, shot. Broad daylight. Well, it wasn't daylight. It was 11 p.m. for him. Okay, area detectives, they say, are investigating. 54-year-old woman shot to death Saturday afternoon, West Englewood on the south side. I didn't say south. I said south. Yeah, with an F. The woman was standing on the porch of her home at about 5:15 p.m. when people got out of a vehicle and fired shots at her. Struck in the leg and abdomen, taken to Christ Medical Center, pronounced dead, name not being released. What did I tell you? 54. Now, why am I giving you, I'm giving you ages and things like this for a reason. I'm giving you scenarios for a reason. What I'm trying to explain, folks, is very simple. You can be living normal life. You can be at a gas station. You can be parked in your car. You can be standing on your porch. It is a war zone in every major city in this country where black folks live. And you want to tell me that they don't want cops? You want to tell me you want to defund the police? You want to tell me that leftism is successful? Now, ask yourself this question. How can you not explain to black people that voting for Democrats is what has created this? I'm going to go on. A man was shot by an acquaintance Friday night during an argument outside of a home in West Chatham. Linnez Patterson, 44, arguing with a male acquaintance on his porch at 8:25 p.m., the acquaintance shot the man multiple times, striking him in the torso and head, pronounced dead. Now, this is an acquaintance, and you want to know why this shooting occurred? You want to know why Kevin Jackson is talking about this on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com to you? It's because these people have no clue how to de-escalate. They don't know how to say, man, look, it ain't worth all that, is it? I don't know what the argument is about. Let me ask you this. Have you ever had an argument that should have gotten you killed? I'm going to guess for you and say no. But the things that you think are normal, no big deal, water under the bridge where you and your boy get into a discussion or you and your girl disagree or whatever, let me tell you something. It can get you killed with people who don't know how to process. So when you ask me, Kevin, why is it that black people vote Democrat, blah, blah, blah? I say, because we don't know how to process. We can't critically think. We can't even think ourselves out of killing somebody over a disagreement. Okay, so minutes earlier than the one I just reported to you, where these two friends got into an argument, these male acquaintances, minutes earlier, a woman was shot to death inside a building on South Shore. At about 8:20 p.m., a 27-year-old was shot in the head by someone in the hallway. Was this a mafia hit? Was this a two MAGA guys that were going out in Chicago looking for Jussie Smollett witnesses or what? Taken to the University of Chicago Medical Center, where she was pronounced dead. Nobody in custody. Now let's get to the non-fatal shootings. So a 19-year-old shot at about 2:58 a.m. He was standing on the sidewalk. Don't know. Probably dealing drugs, and some gangbangers came by and decided that you don't deserve this corner. Gunshot wounds to the chest and ambulance, critical condition, will probably die. I'm just guessing, but, I mean, good luck. Chicago PD and Civilian of Police Accountability are investigating an incident in which an off-duty officer sustained a gunshot wound to the leg Saturday, 4:30 a.m. Don't understand, but he got treated, non-life-threatening injuries. 28-year-old man sustained a gunshot wound to the wrist in the Humboldt Park area. Never go to the Humboldt Park area of Chicago, or the South Side, or the West Side, or whatever. So anyway, many, many more other shootings, but I just wanted to give you an idea. Now, let me ask you this. Did I mention anybody over the age of 60? Short answer, no. We got a lot to talk about, folks, when we get back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I welcome the new listeners to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm happy to meet you. My name is Kevin Jackson. I am the proprietor of this here juke joint. Music is free. Everything is free here. We ask that you participate. Go visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and see what we have to offer. All the different things that we do. Are we perfect? No, not by far. We're flawed. That's right. Very flawed. And we admit it. Unlike WikiLeaks or Project Veritas, I don't try to get anything right per se. We're not news. If a story comes out and it turns out to be whatever, I'm just going to give you my opinion on the story. That's why you're here, though. And I tell you all the time, no matter what we say, you should research it for yourself. You want to know why I tell you to do that? Because you are brilliant. You're amazing. Now, I don't always tell people that they're brilliant and amazing. In fact, I do this thing called tough love. I am quick to give tough love. I do this with leftists all the time. It may seem heartless, but I assure you that I am all heart. But I refuse to be a chump. I refuse to be bullied. So the left can tell me, oh, Kevin, you're a racist, homophobic, misogynist, whatever. I don't care. Fine. I accept. I accept your distorted reality of what I really am, because you know why? I know who I am. And so do you. So why do you allow people to put you, paint you into some kind of a corner? You're this or you're that. You get in my face, I'm like, ah, you're this. I fight back. All these issues. Global climate change, folks, is weather. I don't care. The science, the hockey sticks, and all this other stuff. And I have conservatives argue this with me. Global climate change is weather. And I'm going to tell you something. This may hurt your feelings. Anything other than that is idiotic. You don't need science to tell you. The Earth is a big, magnificent orb that floats in space, and you can't even explain it. Science can't explain the universe as much as it tries, and as much as they want to play God and talk about the Big Bang Theory and the marble that exploded. Global climate change is a farce. It is nothing more than weather. And let me tell you something. Man can pollute till the day is long. And you know what a breeze will do? It'll take it all away. It'll settle back into the core of the earth, and it'll get reconstituted as something else. The earth has an amazing way of recycling. You don't believe me? Look at an abandoned building or an abandoned city or Atlantis or whatever you want. Let something sink in the ocean, a ship, and what happens? A new ecosystem comes up, and you would never know it's there. It erodes, it rots. Every chemical on this planet has a purpose. God knew it in his wisdom. WooFlu, folks, is a bioweapon. I know they don't want to tell you the origins or all the other things. I will tell you with 100% certainty, the WooFlu virus was born in a Chinese lab in Wuhan, China, period. And then, by the way, this latest variant, Omicron, it's the common cold. It's no big deal. Yeah, I'm going to give you some truisms. Critical race theory is endorsed racism. That's what it is. Anybody that tells you different is trying to convince you that you are the racist and you don't want to let this racist doctrine in. But see, I'm going to give you some truth. CRT is leftist endorsed racism, period. It will do nothing good for this country. Neither will WooFlu lying about it. Neither will lying about the variants. Neither will lying about global climate change. Oh, you want another truism? Feminists are just jealous of men because they make crappy women. There you go. Kevin Jackson creating controversy with what? The truth. See, because when you grow up as a male and a female, if you've grown up correctly, you understand that men are different than women, but we are equal in the way God sees us. And oh, by the way, here's another truism. God is real. I don't know whether you're a Christ follower or not. Doesn't matter to me. But I'll tell you this. For me, God is real. And I don't need any science to tell me because I experience God every single day in my life because I pay attention. And so do you. You experience him whether you know it or not. I'm just giving you some food for thought here. We're going to talk about a lot of things. There's so much to talk about. New York City has its first safe illegal drug use site. That is worthy of a discussion in and of itself, but I just want to bring that up. Fort Worth Independent School District's racial equality team, one of the members doxed parents. You know, the helicopter parents, the ones who are actually concerned about the lives and the education of their children. She decided to put out all their information. Why? Because they say, we don't want our kids wearing masks. And this woman said, who are you to be talking about this? You don't own your kids. We do. Your kid was born with a mask. Your kid will stay with a mask. Oh, wait. No, your kid wasn't born with a mask. Sorry. Doesn't matter. I'm still going to dox you. Did you know Joe Biden hates Africans? I will prove that to you. I will use the left's own information to prove it to you. Maybe we'll talk about the CEO fired 900 of his employees in a Zoom call. Lots to talk about. Senator Kennedy made a comment on Build Back Better that was one of the funniest things I've heard in a while. Oh, and I mentioned this a while back. For all you rich people out there, You're just a value add. Joe Biden said you're a value add. I mentioned it before, but we haven't really gotten into it. So there's lots to talk about. We've already covered Ghislaine Maxwell, Jussie Smollett, and how big that really is, because you can't look at these things in the little sense of it. You got to look at it in the big picture. That's why I go back to recapping all these things. Global climate change in the big picture. It's theft. It's just blatant theft of your money with some idea of leftism saying, this is for the greater good. Wooflu. Theft. Blatant theft of your money. All the variants. Blatant theft of your money meant to scare the bejesus out of you. And it has. It has scared an entire generation of youngsters who believe masks are normal. They no longer feel the safety of America, the safety of government, that government is legitimately real for them. And when they come to the realization that government lied, what do you think is going to happen to these kids? We talked about the blatant in-your-face racism that occurs every single day in this country. And it's waged against many of the mostly conservative citizens. Now it's the unmasked, the unvaxxed, and of course, the perennial whipping boy now, white people. And you white people take it. You take it. I wouldn't. I joked. I said, if I was white, I would name my first child white, my second child whiter, and my third child whitest. And then I would adopt a child and I'd call him Whitey. Boy, lots to talk about. We'll break it down.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden wrapped up a high-stakes video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian TV put out a video of the opening of the chat. The two leaders were seen smiling. Russia is building a troop presence on the border with Ukraine, sparking fears of an invasion of the U.S. ally. 20 years after the September 11th terrorist attacks, activists want to shut down Guantanamo Bay, where mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed remains locked up. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says if Guantanamo Bay is closed, it will lead to more deaths.
You have terrorists freed from Bagram, Americans murdered, and now the Biden administration wants to free more terrorists. And we know to an absolute metaphysical certainty the result of that will be more Americans murdered.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Today we honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice during the attack on Pearl Harbor.
It was 80 years ago the United States was forced into World War II.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Although most people associate the term D-Day with the Normandy invasion on June 6, 1944, it is military code for the beginning of any offensive operation. In the Pacific Theater during World War II, there were more than 100 D-Days. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Netflix, Disney Plus, and many high-profile sites are offline due to an Amazon server issue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I always tell you guys, I talk about leftism, how it spirals in on itself, how crazy they are, etc. And I get people, they all the time, they're like, Kevin, we would do so much better if you would just weaken your message, you know, tone it down just a little bit. You know, they always want to tweak me. I'm like, look, this is me. I'm not toning anything down. If you have a message and you want to do the moderate, you know, weak-kneed, pansy-butt message, that's up to you. Go do it. Go do that. I'm not going to do that. That's not me. It's not in my nature. Kevin, you could do so much better. You get more farther. You get more reach. Or whatever. Fine. Fine. Then I won't get it. Then you can get it. See, it's all out there for you. Because, see, let me explain something to you folks. Moderation has already been achieved. It's widely spread out there. And, in fact, moderation is so good. People wanting, let's be moderate. Let's look at it. It's so good that they're kicking your butt. But you want me to be more moderate, to be more forgiving, to be more understanding. I understand it. I have a firm understanding of everything. Which is why I am a total destroyer. I'm a warrior for you. Glad you're here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. And I don't say that willy-nilly flippantly. I'm willing to die for this cause. And I promise you that is a fact. And I'm going to tell you something else. There aren't many people that can say that and mean it. There are people talking about, because the founding fathers said, give your fortune for this. I've done it. I continue to do it. We put my money where our mouth is. When I was doing this, and what people tell me a lot, I won't call anybody out because I don't have a problem with it, but they'll say, Kevin, I just want to finally get to the point where I can quit my job, and then I can do this full time. And I go, I did it. I quit. In 2009, I quit. I did not go back to work. I could have. Had some great job opportunities. Even along the way, when things got rough, and I was having my conversations with God, saying, God, look at here. Look at here, brother. And God said, you best keep doing what I told you. And I didn't take jobs, didn't take opportunities. I'm probably too far gone now. Can't get hired. But there was a time where I could have, and I didn't. Now, I'm not mad at anybody who isn't going to give up their job or whatever, but I did. There came a time when, you know, it came at a crossroads. Kevin, if you take this comment back, you can keep your job at Fox News. No, I'm not taking it back. You're fired. Okay. See, I've taken my punches. I've proven it. So if anybody wants to get out there and talk about, you know, who's doing what, I'm going to tell you right now, we live it. My group lives it. People are working for my organization for pennies of what they should be. We all know it. We recognize it. So am I, by the way. I'm working for pennies of my value. But I do it. Because it's a sacrifice. It's what we decide to give back. But I talk about these leftists, and I get up every morning renewed, knowing that I'm going to come out here, and I don't care whether it's one person or I'm in a room that's just nothing but, you know, me by myself. As I used to say in the martial arts, if this class doesn't show up, I would teach the walls, meaning I'm going to work out whether you're here or not. And if this audience grows to millions, and I pray that it does, I believe God in his wisdom will make it grow. But if it is not God's will, it's okay. When I'm tired of teaching myself, I'll disappear into the woodwork, into the ether of political punditry. Anyway, I was looking at New York. They've got these things, they call them safe illegal drug use locations. They're the first city in the country to allow supervised drug use sites where people can use illegal drugs without the threat of arrest, under the watchful eye of trained staff. This is what Bill de Blasio, outgoing mayor of New York, announced. This is amazing to me. Illegal drug use centers. Well, maybe these sites will be next to polling precincts, and they will also have illegal safe zones for illegals. That way it's easier for the drug addicts and the illegals to vote in elections. You see? Two sites that already function as needle exchange clinics in Washington Heights and in East Harlem opened this so-called overdose prevention center. See, what's funny about leftism is they give it a name where you go, oh, it's an overdose prevention center. It's going to prevent overdoses. So they aren't looking to solve the problem. They're looking to exacerbate the problem by saying, listen, we know you're going to use drugs. There's nothing we can do to stop you. So why don't we just set up an overdose center and it'll be good. Everybody will support it because it's a positive message. This reminds me of a donor I tried to pursue and they said, Kevin, you're too confrontational. Your message needs to be more positive and uplifting. Okay, I give you overdose centers. I'm not going to solve the problem of drugs, what it's done to society, what it does to families, etc. No, I'm not going to solve that. I'm going to put a band-aid on it, call it a drug overdose center, and then you can donate to me because it'll make you feel better, right? See, that's what leftism does. And by the way, conservatives do the same thing. Oh, we're uplifting. We're going to go empowerment. You know, they couch their organizations under empowerment. They get millions of dollars of donor money. And then as I always often ask the question, because I'm a former management consultant, I say, well, did it move the needle? Are we doing better in conservatism or not? Because if you're not, then I would question you your methodology. Let me give you an example. If you look at Republicans in Congress, are they staunchly more Republican or are they still just a bunch of rhinos? Because I'm going to tell you, I've been studying this now for three decades, certainly over the last decade. And I'm going to tell you, we have more rhinos than we have staunch conservatives. And this is with Trump in office. I mean, with Trump on the scene and still being a fixture in politics, we still have people that hate him. Because he wants to do the right thing. He actually wants people to be accountable in government. And people hate him for it. Are colleges and universities more conservative or less conservative? Is corporate America more conservative or less conservative? Is the military more conservative or less conservative? Are people more religious or less religious? Are people more moral or less moral? Somebody stop me here. Somebody help a brother. Because let me tell you something. We lose on every one of those issues. And we still do the same crap. We still support the same supposedly conservative causes, giving millions of dollars to people that cannot give you an actual answer on, yes, we're winning the battle. Now, as a management consultant, I look at this and go, that's idiotic. If I went into a company charging millions of dollars and they got no uptick in productivity or effectiveness, efficiency, or you know, we look at both in the quadrille, we're looking at how efficient are you becoming and how effective are the changes. And if you can't show me that you're in the fourth quadrille, then shame on you. I'm booted out. Anyway, they said at least five people overdosed while using drugs under supervision in two clinics, according to the published news reports. Spokesperson for the city's health department declined to confirm the exact number of overdoses. But the overdoses have become so pervasive that New York City says, we got to set up an overdose center. Well, see, I look back and go, well, maybe the drug use is so pervasive. And here's the question you should be asking yourself. If you're a drug addict, how are you getting enough money to overdose in drugs? And then what about this? Are you going to start setting up things for fentanyl? Not drug overdoses, but just laced drugs? I mean, there's all kinds of implications here. Oh, my gosh, man. They said five people could have well have overdosed someplace else with no medical support. And we well know that we could have lost one, two, or all five of them, some guy said. So thank God they had these drug overdose centers ready to go. Who's going to pay for that? Who do you think's paying for it? Taxpayers. I'm just curious, but is this meant to encourage or discourage drug use? They say the initiative comes as overdose deaths hits a historic high during the scamdemic, both in New York and nationally. Between March of 2020 and 2021, about 2,245 people died of overdoses in New York. You know what? How many veterans died of suicide? Do we have any veteran centers for more veteran centers to help them? Well, let me ask you this. What else could you possibly put by there? What neighborhood are you going to put it in? Maybe you should put it in, you should add bail bonds because they're obviously using illegal drugs. At some point, somebody's going to want to check that out. Maybe you put a check cashing place so these drug addicts will have a place to cash the checks from whatever jobs they have so they can go buy some drugs and be right next to there. You know what? Even better. Let dealers operate right there. Drug dealers. Set them up. I mean, then have to have some kids slinging. Oh, wait a minute. New York's already got that. They're called black neighborhoods.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There was a graphic that was posted. It was Tiananmen Square. On this site in 1989, nothing happened. And I thought, funny, funny graphic. Because it goes to show that the respect, if you will, for China that the media shows. Nothing happened on Tiananmen Square in 1989. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Zero Hedge did a story, Disney under fire for blocking Simpsons episode in Hong Kong. And Zero Hedge wrote this, a month ago we reported that Hong Kong's new pro-China film censorship law could see an eventual ban on Netflix and Amazon and other streaming services. The legislation was part of the continuing unfolding of the sweeping pro-China national security law of June of 2020, with the film censorship even working retroactively for any movies or programming found to be contrary to national security interests. Can you imagine what would happen in America if we took out all the films that were anti-American or, you know, said negative things against us or promoted things that were antithetical to the way we believe the country should be run. Black Hawk Down, for example. I remember going to see that movie thinking it was going to be one of these feel-good movies about our military. I left that movie so dejected. I was mad I paid to see that. Hollywood making a movie about a failure of us getting our military getting beat down by a bunch of Somali third world crap hole gangsters. Anyway, going on with this article, it says questions are now being asked about why Disney streaming service in Hong Kong, Disney Plus, has blocked a popular episode of Simpsons. The episode in question features a reference to the famous Tank Man photo from June of 1989, Tiananmen Square protest and massacre. This episode, entitled Goo Goo Gai Pan, also features jokes or references that could be deemed offensive to people of Chinese or Asian descent. And I just read you the graphic. Tiananmen Square, on this site in 1989, nothing happened. It's like a plaque, which maybe gives it a little bit more context. And so the censorship law, which was enacted in, you know, last month when they write, brings Hong Kong in closer conformity to the kind of blatant censoring and wholesale blocking of content that's long existed on the mainland. They're now, they on the mainland, you couldn't do this. This has been since June of 2020. Last month, they applied it to Hong Kong. The law spells out that films are prohibited from any content aiming to endorse, support, glorify, encourage, and incite activities that might endanger national security. That is a crackdown. So as you guys know, I have a site called theflickfest.com. Yeah, I knew what it was. I didn't. That in there was just for fun. Theflickfest.com. I don't care if we ever show a movie in China. Hollywood does. You have any idea how much money and how much catering to China Hollywood does? The Rock made a commercial for Joe Biden. You want to know why? Because the majority of his junk films, they make their revenue in China. Consider this, folks. In October, for the first time, China overtook the North American market as the world's largest film market. Movie ticket sales for China for 2020 climbed to almost $2 billion. They surpassed North America's total of $1.937 billion. This is data from Artisan Gateway. The gap is expected to widen considerably, wrote The Hollywood Reporter on October the 18th. Analysts have long predicted that the world's most populous country would one day top the global charts, but the results still represent a historic sea change. The day has finally arrived when China is the number one film market, surpassing the box office total for North America for 2020, said the authorized government portal site The China, published under the auspices of the China State Council of Information Office, known as the CCP's Foreign Propaganda Office. In a self-congratulatory article, China officially the world's biggest film market. The article published on October 20th went on to mention the Chinese blockbuster, The 800, a World War II movie about a group of Chinese soldiers under siege by the Japanese army, which was the highest grossing film in 2020, as well as a handful of other Chinese-made films scheduled for release in the first quarter of 2020. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and explain something to you. In case you're wondering why theflickfest.com is so important, is because it isn't catering to the Chinese market. You understand what China's trying to do. You understand why Hollywood is capitulating. You want to know why? Money. It's that simple. Hollywood has priced itself out of the American market. So it's going to leave a huge void for us. Hollywood, folks, is going to cater to where the money is. They are going to make propaganda films from now and forevermore until Dead Man Walking finally dies. That's what I call Hollywood, dead man walking. And you know who's going to fill the void? Guys like me. Guys like Ben Shapiro, who followed me in making a movie and is now making others. He's going to fill the void. I'm going to fill the void. It's a race right now. I think it's a race. We can both win. I'm not in competition with him. You're going to need many products out there. If you understand this and you understand what I'm telling you, China has bought Hollywood the same way China has bought our politicians. China has bought our colleges and universities. China owns us. And the only way we fight back is by saying, fine, go ahead. If you think that that propaganda is going to work long term, put all your money into Hollywood, because it's just going to be a black hole. It's going to be a waste of your money. If your goal is to be the number one film producer in the world, fine. Go be number one. Let me tell you something. The number one Chinese film isn't going to be number one in America. It's going to be films made by us. It's the old saying, all politics is local. The politics of the film industry is local. What is your story? I can promise you this. I don't know who you are, but I bet you if I come to your town and I talk to 5 or 10 people, I'll find an amazing story that nobody's telling. You want to know what it boils down to? Simply asking questions. I'll tell you, you guys know, they have heard me talk about this. Send me an event, Ross Perot Jr., and he tells a story about being the first guy to fly a helicopter around the world. He doesn't see it as anything. I hear the story. I go, that is unbelievable. I say to him, Ross, this is an amazing story. Can I make the film? Anyway, didn't do anything for a year. He comes back. I see him. We had another meeting or something, gathering. I said, Ross, you got to tell people this story. So he tells it. Do you know everybody runs up to Ross? That's got to be a TV show. It's got to be a movie, man. And I said, I told him this last year. So we're getting the rights to make this story. A conversation that you have with a guy who knew that he tells this story that had us for 38 minutes riveted. Riveted. And I promise you, there's nothing in Hollywood that can compete. This story is as good as American Made with Tom Cruise. It's as good as anything you've ever seen. I'm talking to another friend, a buddy of mine. It turns out this guy was the jump 7 foot, not using the Flossberry flop, but just jumping, throwing his leg over the bar. But he's also a fighter pilot who taught the Israelis. He went to, not only did he train Miramar, Top Gun pilots, he trained the Israelis, and he's known as one of the best fighter pilots in the world. Another story of a guy I know is he went to Africa, and he survived. He's only one of two people who has survived an attack by a leopard. It's a crazy story. And you know how I learned it? Asking him a question. Just sitting around going, hey, man, so tell me something interesting about you. He goes, well, I got attacked by a leopard. I was like, what? Just that. Look, we have stories here. Anyway, going back to this. China is now, they want to be the number one film market, which I'm going to tell you right now, the FlickFest, I'm not trying to compete with them as being the number one film market. What I'm trying to do is preserve Americans of the American way. China is now cracking down, saying you can't make anti-American films. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, anti-Chinese films. I'm saying we're going to make good films. And it may expose some of the dirty underbelly of American society. But for the most part, it's going to expose things and stories that people want out. Stories that people want told. Stories that deserve to be told. About Americans, for Americans, and many of them will be pro-American.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.